God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning. There's good news this day and always. Although I did hear Cora weeping with Mary before she left. I hope she sticks around long enough to find out that the Lord is risen. The tomb is empty. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is risen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have this day, we come together and we just celebrate this concept and this understanding, our very basis of our understanding as Christians, that Jesus is alive and well in our life and at this time and when these stories were originally written. It is not changed. It is still the same today. The good news is the same. And we hear in this letter, Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, we hear the missionary that Paul was stepping back into his role as missionary. He is writing a letter to the church in Corinth, which he planted and then moved on and planted other churches as he carried the word to us, the Gentiles. He's writing to them, and in chapter 15, he starts with, of course, he didn't name it chapter 15. We did that for him, just for the record. Now I would remind you, apparently the church was slipping off of their understanding of the risen Lord a little bit, so he's writing to them saying, now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaim to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved. If you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. We have not come to believe in vain, have we? No, we believe this to be truth. We know this to be truth. We know that the Lord is risen. We know that on this Easter day, we have the opportunity to gather together yet again and celebrate this very moment when the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave. The sacrifice has been made. His very body and blood has been offered and poured out so that we can be reconciled to God. God incarnate has reached into the world and picked us up. Amen.
Amen.
He hasn't left us to a life of sin and death. He has brought us to a new life in Him. Paul is reminding the church in Corinth, and we are reminding ourselves again today using his words, this is true, and it's still true today. As Paul goes forward, he goes into a very good missionary mindset. He's already proclaimed the good news. That's what we all do. But he wants to make sure everyone understands that he himself knows the good news. He goes, last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Paul used to be someone else in his life, wasn't he? He was a persecutor of the church, and now he's a planter of the church. See, this is what God can do. This is what God still does. He takes lives and he picks them up and he reforms them. He pieces us back together and he uses us as his vessels to carry the good news. As I stand here this morning, I have that great opportunity of sharing that good news with you today. As one who sees himself as a missionary within the church, I say to you, brothers and sisters, do not forget that the good news of Jesus Christ is true. And not only that, the good news of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of his very body and blood on that cross, was his taking on himself your and mine sin so that you can be free. Free to be transformed by his grace, his mercy, and his love. The good news. And I've only been here for a few weeks. But I can tell when I stand up here that some of you are visiting today. I just want to say to you, I am so glad to see you. I'm so grateful that you are here. I'm so grateful that this morning, however you got here, whether mom threatened not to serve you dinner, or if grandma said you can't come to my house if you don't come to church first, whatever it was that brought you here, or whatever it is you think brought you here, I'm grateful for that, but I want to tell you something that you need to know for sure. What brought you here is the same thing that brought me here. It's the grace of God. God is always the first mover, brothers and sisters. You are here because God called you to be here today. And for that, I rejoice. The whole church rejoices. And we are so glad that you've come to worship the risen Lord with us this morning. I am so glad that you've come. There's a really simple way in which the message was conveyed to many of us when we were young. Very young. And you'll know it right away. It'll remind you. Feel free to step in. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Yes, indeed, amen. Jesus loves us. And by that, we are called to love him. So as I remind you of this good news, as you sit here wondering, what did I get up for today? I want to tell you from this missionary's heart, it doesn't always come easy, does it? This love of Jesus can interrupt a life. I know it interrupted mine. Thanks be to God. I used to love Easter Sunday. There was nobody around. I could stay home. I could go out. Everybody was at church. I had family members that would call me, you should come to Sunday services with us. And I said, oh, I don't think that's for me. Just come to Easter, Brian. Yeah, I'm okay. The truth, brothers and sisters, is I was nowhere near okay. I didn't resemble okay in any way, but I sure faked it. I chased this world. I know, I look very holy today. Okay, maybe not. But I chased everything this world had to offer, every bit of it. I'll spare you the gory details. I'm sure you can imagine it. And I put my whole life into it. And unfortunately, drugged some others in too. And then something amazing happened. Somebody convinced me I should go to church. And I went, thought I made a decision. What I discovered there is that the Lord was already drawing me in. And I went back. And I went back. Then I told him I'd do anything he asked me to do. Careful with that one. But I'm so grateful. So I say to you today, if you're sitting here, whether you sit here every single week or you sit here on occasion, or maybe you've never sat in here before or any other building like it before, I say to you, welcome. We are all God's children. We are all called to a life in Christ. We are all given the same invitation through his very body and blood, which was offered to us on that cross, is offered to each and every one of us yet today and still today. Amen? The opportunity to draw nearer to God, as the curtain has been torn open, the Holy of Holies is open to us through his flesh and blood. Brothers and sisters, we are reminded today, and maybe hearing for the first time today, or maybe haven't heard in a number of years, that this is the good news. This is the good news. Paul himself, a persecutor of the church, when he surrendered to the risen Lord, became a planter of the church. Brian O'Carroll, chaser of the world, of all things worldly and many things self-destructive, even me, in the hands of God, can be something that I pray is of value to his kingdom. Each of you, brothers and sisters, each of you are the same. We are all the same. We stand here. Well, I stand, you sit. You'll stand in a few minutes. Before our Lord and Savior, a risen Lord that loves us so much that he stepped in on our behalf and took upon him that which we could not cover. He has claimed us as his own. Paul reminds us that not even Paul's conversion had anything to do with Paul. It was all God, just like us being here today, the very grace of God. Paul says, I'll repeat, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I stand here before you today saying, Jesus, the risen Lord is real. I have seen him enter into people's lives. I have seen lives transformed, my own most especially. I've worked with youth for a number of years, and there was this young man, he was in the youth group that I led. We went, and he was fighting with the world. I understood what was happening with him. He reminded me of myself, in and out of self-destructive behaviors. And we attended a retreat weekend, and he was with his small group, also youth, and there's this time in which they sit and they pray for one another. And it's led by high schoolers, four high schoolers, by the way. Some of us will know it as a happening weekend. I was not a high schooler when I attended. And this young man, when the group would pray for a member of his small group, he would get up and leave the group. And I'm watching because that was my job. And then when they began to pray for someone else, he'd go back to his group. And then finally, he sat in the chair that was in the middle of their small group so they could pray for him. It took him the whole time. He was the last one. I guess he felt obligated. And they began to pray over him. And he jumped up and he ran out of the room. And his small group leaders are going, what do we do? I said, sit down, I got it. And I went out the front door and I found him sitting on a picnic table and he was sobbing. Tears rolling down his face. And as I approached him, he goes, I'm not sad, I'm not sad. I said, oh, I'm glad. He goes, no, I've never felt this way before. I've never felt this happy. Jesus is real, he says to me. Jesus is real. And I said, yes, my brother, he is real. And at that moment, this young man knew that the risen Lord was walking with him yet today. He discovered that which is inside each of us already, implanted in us by the power of his Holy Spirit, the very understanding of his law on our heart and minds. He draws us created in his image. And if we get close enough, that image breaks through when we align ourselves with him. When he draws us so close we can't get away, he becomes real. And our lives change. And as we remember, even Paul felt he was unworthy. I too have felt unworthy. People would say, I know God forgives, but I don't think he can forgive me. I've felt that way too. But thanks be to God, I was wrong. And by his grace, I am what I am. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.